Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 31st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. IVUS-guided versus angiography-guided PCI in unprotected left main coronary disease. Percutaneous coronary intervention for unprotected left main coronary artery disease is a critical revascularization strategy in cardiology. The comparative effectiveness of intravascular ultrasonographic guidance versus conventional angiographic guidance in improving clinical outcomes for PC1 remains an area of active investigation. Clarifying the optimal guidance method holds significant implications for patient prognosis in this high-risk population. Article number 2. Intravascular ultrasound-guided or angiography-guided complex high-risk PCI. Intravascular ultrasonography guidance during percutaneous coronary intervention has been associated with increased stent optimization and reduced adverse events in patients with complex coronary artery lesions. Despite these recognized benefits and practice guideline recommendations for intracoronary imaging in anatomically complex lesions, adoption of this strategy in Western countries remains low. This highlights an ongoing need for robust evidence supporting its broader clinical integration in high-risk PC1 procedures. Article number 3. Discontinuation of beta-blocker therapy after myocardial infarction. The long-term role of beta-blocker therapy after a myocardial infarction is currently undefined for patients with preserved left ventricular systolic function and without heart failure, particularly in the era of modern reperfusion and secondary prevention. This clinical uncertainty impacts decisions regarding medication continuation for stable post-myocardial infarction patients. Resolving this question has substantial implications for reducing polypharmacy and tailoring post-event care. Article number 4. Mavacamten in adolescents with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Approved pharmacologic therapies for pediatric hypertrophic cardiomyopathy are currently lacking, often leading to surgical intervention for left ventricular outflow tract obstruction. Mavacamten, a cardiac myosin inhibitor, is an established treatment for adults with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Evaluating the efficacy and safety of mavacamten in symptomatic adolescents with this condition addresses a critical, unmet therapeutic need for younger patients. Article number 5. Angiography-derived fractional flow reserve to guide PCI. Physiological assessment of intermediate coronary lesions using an intracoronary pressure wire demonstrably improves clinical outcomes for patients undergoing cardiac catheterization and percutaneous coronary intervention. However, the widespread clinical adoption of pressure wire-based physiological assessment remains limited. Angiography-derived fractional flow reserve shows good correlation with pressure wire-based measurements and can simplify procedures, but its definitive impact on patient clinical outcomes remains unestablished. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.